joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, attorney Mitchell Garabedian. The Diocese of Rochester have reached a settlement of $246 million with clergy sexual abuse survivors. We're talking about this with attorney Mitchell Garabedian. Mitchell, this is a large settlement. It is part of a bankruptcy settlement, much like what we had here in the Diocese of Buffalo. Can you kind of explain the steps in reaching this $246 million figure?
Well, there are many parts to it. The diocese and the parishes and the insurance companies all working towards a settlement with regard to the survivors, who have an enormous amount of determination and strength and courage. And it just takes perseverance with all parties with regard to the court allowing the mediation to proceed and with regard to wanting to obtain a result that provides validation for survivors, which is very important. That's the whole point.
The $246 million, I mean, it is a huge number. Does that include the insurance settlement in addition to the settlement from the Diocese of Rochester?
Yeah, the $246 million includes all settlement monies, whether it be from the diocese, parishes, smaller insurance companies, larger insurance companies. It's all inclusive.
What is the breakdown from the insurance part and the diocese?
Well, the insurance, CNA Insurance came up with $120 million. They were the major insurers. And the diocese and the parishes and the smaller insurers came up with the balance, which was $126 million. So that's how we got to the $246 million. There are a lot of moving parts here. You just can't take anything for granted. Some insurers are more easily to deal with than other insurers. The parishes and the diocese had to own it. They had to be responsible for the cruelty of clergy sexual abuse. Everyone has to come to the plate.
From your understanding, how does this differ from the $150 million settlement here in Buffalo?
Well, it really doesn't. The numbers are different. But again, the Diocese of Buffalo and the parishes have to own it. They have to be responsible. They have to contribute to the settlement, just as the insurers do. The numbers may change around the country, and I've been representing clergy sex abuse survivors for decades, since the 1990s, across the country and in the world. And the numbers change, but the attitude cannot change. If there's a desire to settle these cases reasonably, providing validation to the survivors, then that has to take place. That will be reached.
You said the numbers are different. It's a little bit of an understatement, right? I mean, $150 to almost $250 million. I mean, this is nearing twice as much as the settlement in the Buffalo Diocese. Why would there be such a discrepancy?
Well, because we're not finished. We're currently in mediation with the insurance companies in Buffalo, in the Diocese of Buffalo. So the 150 is the portion being provided by the diocese and the parishes, but not the insurance companies. In Rochester, I believe the diocese and the parishes provided $65 million and insurers provided the balance. So in Buffalo, we're looking for the insurers to provide the balance. That is, add to the $150 million.
I'm curious to know the number of survivors in Rochester that will be receiving part of the settlement. I know here in Buffalo there's more than 800, but what is the number for Rochester?
The number in Rochester is about 500. There are many more survivors who have come forward in Buffalo. And then you're correct. The number is about 800 in Buffalo.
The other thing, too, with Buffalo and Rochester, both dioceses have filed for bankruptcy, right?
Yes, they have. And that's what's driving these cases. Dioceses, parishes, dioceses in particular sought bankruptcy protection, and they want to get out of bankruptcy. They want to get back in control of themselves. And that's what's driving these settlements.
Now, the settlement is one thing. The actual payment is another. It's been a big controversy here in Western New York, in the Buffalo area, for the last month or so, how much parishes were contributing to the settlement here. What does the payout, or the payment, excuse me, look like in Rochester in terms of when that money needs to be in and who's expected to contribute?
Well, the money needs to be in as soon as possible so that we can put a plan together. We'll be going before the court in Rochester with a plan of settlement, and it will state when the money will be in and who's going to be contributing what amount. It's very important that the bankruptcy itself come to a conclusion so that survivors can obtain some sort of validation. So I hope I've answered the question.
Mitchell, how many survivors in Rochester do you represent?
I represent 97 in Rochester.
Okay.
Part of this plan is deciding who receives what, because this is not just, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's not just, all right, $246 million divided equally amongst everybody involved, right? How difficult is that process to go through and decide whose past abuse deserves how much money?
It's a very difficult process. Some survivors have waited more than 50, 60 years for this process to take place. And the process is outlined as follows. There'll be an allocator appointed who will look at the claims of each survivor individually. Each survivor's claim individually, the allocator will look at the nature of the abuse, the number of times of abuse, how it's affected the survivor. The survivor, in many instances, will, such as in Rochester, will be able to submit a up to 10-page letter stating how the abuse has affected that survivor, whether it be a man or a woman. And then the allocator has a point system attributing points based on what I just said, and then a number is reached. It's a very, very difficult process for any survivor.
Rochester is further along in this process than Buffalo is because it started sooner there. But with this insurance settlement now, does this close a chapter, so to speak, in this saga?
It closes a chapter. Survivors never reach full healing or closure, but they gain a sense of validation, a sense of self-worth, self-esteem, self-respect that, hey, I wasn't the only one. This wasn't my fault. And that's very meaningful. In our civil system, we provide validation through financial means. And that's what we're doing in this process in Rochester, and we will be doing it in Buffalo. Survivors' determinations will continue, their strength will continue, and they will obtain validation.
Quickly, before we let you go, are you expecting another look-back window to be opened up by the state in the future?
I don't know. It's an open question. It's been rumored that there might be, and hopefully there will be, so that survivors who haven't had the strength to come forward in this process will be able to come forward in another process.
Mitchell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the question.
Attorney Mitchell Garabedian joining us this morning on the insurance settlement that has been reached with the Diocese of Rochester.